Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free as we launch into hour number two. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us as we roll right into the phone calls to talk to Sean in Oregon. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the time travel discussions that you were talking about before.
Sure.
It kind of makes it easier to understand that you can't change anything in history if you go back in time, because basically everything that you do has already been done. So if you
everything
say,
you
I wanna,
has already been done.
Yeah, you say I want to go back in time and visit myself, then you would have visited yourself and knew that and remembered that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Basically, the idea being that if you went back in time and saw your grandfather and tried to stop him from having sex with your grandmother, you wouldn't be able to do it because doing that would make you not exist, and you never would have been able to go back in the first place to stop your grandfather. So,
You would actually remember the fact that you had gone back and somebody had stopped that from happening already.
I suppose. Very interesting. Anything else on your mind?
That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Ian, how are you doing today?
Good. Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask Mark. Mark has some knowledge of this, probably. I wanted to ask, what would you think of costumed vigilantes in a free market world?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's superheroes and stuff.
Oh, superheroes.
Gotcha.
I don't think that it's any more likely in a free market world than it is today. I often think about what would it be like to be a superhero, and you've got to really, the issue of being a superhero is being at the right place at the right time in order to stop crime, and which is really,
unless you've got the spidey sense or
just
super hearing or whatever,
unlikely,
right?
As hell.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to be a superhero kind of like in the vein of Batman or Captain America.
Right.
They don't have superpowers.
They toys.
They just, yeah. Well, Captain America just has the one shield, really, and maybe a little chainmail, and he's, of course, you know, strong and stuff.
Okay.
And you'd have to travel from one place to another efficiently, so because if the cops find Batman, they're going to beat the crap out of him and put him in jail.
Well, what if it's a private security firm? Like Ian's totally non-governmental world here. Would they, how would that affect them if there's no law against being a vigilante?
Well, it probably would just make it difficult for them to get a girlfriend.
You know, that might actually go over kind of well with some people, the idea that you could hire the superhero protection firm, and whenever you called them, guys in suits would show up, guys in, like superhero outfits would show up. It'd be a little weird, but I could see some people hiring them.
Why not, right? But, I mean, since it wouldn't be illegal, do you think people might actually do it? Since now it's illegal and...
You think it's illegal? It's not illegal to be a superhero.
No, he's saying it's illegal to be a vigilante.
I suppose it depends on the community you are and how vigilante-esque you are. I mean, if you're the Punisher, yeah. But if you're Captain America and you don't actually kill people, you just kind of bang them up and then truss them up and leave them for the cops, I don't think there's going to be as much problem.
What, do you think it would ever get to the point where it'd be like The Tick, where there's all kinds of superheroes, just bizarro superheroes out there competing for business?
We got all these bizarro politicians, you know, you never know.
Anything is possible. I guess you're right about that. Thanks
but,
for the call.
Yeah, since Batman is hunted in DC Comics because he is a vigilante, he starts off as a hunted man because he's a vigilante.
But he used to be down with the Commissioner Gordon.
Right.
I don't always.
I've never read Batman, so I can't comment. But thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is great. We're all over the map tonight.
Yeah, it's the weirdest show ever.
Let's talk to Jackie in New York. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jackie. Jackie in New York. Going once. Jackie in New York. Hello.
Hi, sorry.
That's okay.
I was actually, I had a question for Ian. I know that you're an anarcho-capitalist.
I like to call myself a free marketeer.
It's just remarkably like an anarcho-capitalist.
Yes. So I was wondering, actually, how, if you might be able to explain how one is less likely to be subject to theft of their property under a system without government or with...
Well, considering government is the most frequent thief of someone's property, then eliminating government would automatically make you less likely to be subjected to theft. Or you mean outside of government, right? You mean the other thieves in the world.
Right, exactly. I mean, how can one know? I mean, I agree theoretically, but I'm trying to figure out logistically, how can one know that you would be less subject to theft from private individuals?
Well, I don't know if I've ever made that particular claim necessarily. I don't think that government is really a factor in how often thefts occur. Theft usually involves being silent, usually involves being sneaky. It's not something that's necessarily going to attract a lot of attention or make a lot of noise. So it's very unlikely many thieves, professional thieves, you know, they're very good at not getting caught. The things that really stop thieves, most thieves, not the professionals, you can only slow them down a little bit. But most thieves, your average kid that might be trying to do a B&E, break and enter, or something like that, is really your own personal security. And that is locks on the door, windows being closed, maybe a dog in the house, something like that. These are the things that stop thefts. It's not, you know, no thief is out there worried that a cop is going to roll by the house that he's robbing at that very moment. Many thieves, in fact, are so brazen and so professional that they'll rob a house right in the middle of the time because they know that hardly anybody's home. They're all out at work.
Right.
And so they can just walk in broad daylight and no one really ever thinks anything of it. So I can't really make the claim that theft would necessarily go down, but I can certainly say that in the instance of a theft actually occurring, it would be investigated properly, unlike today where we had a caller last night point out that he had his car broken into, and the cops, all they did was fill out a piece of paper and they left. They didn't do any sort of investigating.
Right, there's no incentive to actually investigate that thoroughly.
Right, so what you'd have is you'd have competition in the area of investigation, and, you know the companies would want to satisfy their customers, unlike the police, who today could give a flip if you're satisfied. They get paid whether or not you enjoyed their service. So does that help?
That actually, it helps a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Hey, and by the way, send us your picture for the shrine. It's been a few days since we've actually...
Oh, yeah. Actually, I plan on it. I'll definitely do that.
Fantastic. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
I hate getting my my hands sullied in this whole ANCAP discussion crap, but I think that the private security firms really would work very well. The more I think about it, I can't imagine what it is an individual pays to support a police force in a given town. Some towns have more police than others. For instance, some towns here in New Hampshire don't have a police force at all, and they rely on the county, which, of course, they have to pay for that, too.
Yeah, I don't think they give you a breakdown here. Down in Florida, they give you a breakdown of the things that your tax dollars are going to.
When I think about private security companies and that kind of thing, you could... by the level of security that you wanted to have, too. If you wanted a car to drive by your house every hour,
you can have it.
Seems a little out of the ordinary, then you could have that. If you wanted really no security, as far as somebody to watch over, and I can see why you would want that. It seems like you would only want a private investigator when something big goes wrong. For instance, I had a yard sign, as I was saying earlier, I've been having some political yard signs come up missing. I don't need a security firm to handle that. I think I can handle that on my own.
Right.
But if somebody kidnaps my wife, then I'm going to hire a private investigator to find them.
No doubt about it. Oh, and you know what? I didn't even point out the war on drugs point. We were talking about getting the government out, and would that actually stop thefts? Well, okay, yes, it would, in that if you ended the war on drugs, then you wouldn't have these seething crack addicts out there trying to get their next hit of crack or meth or whatever and breaking into people's homes. I mean, that's one of the major causes of theft in America is the fact that people need money for drugs. And if indeed they could get those drugs in the marketplace for a marketplace price, which would be, a bottle of aspirin, go to the grocery store and look at how much a bottle of aspirin costs. You get 100 aspirin for like a buck. So if we could have drugs delivered by the marketplace, it would drastically reduce the theft, I think.
Right.
So.
The reason that tobacco and alcohol costs so much more is there's premium brands and, the government taxes on them.
But those people are the professionals. And when I was thinking theft, I was thinking professional thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I answered the way I did. The professionals, they're still going to be out there because, that's just what they do. And the marketplace will come up with better effective things to stop them than the government police do. It's a fact.
Do you feel like you should be free? free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearItOnline.com. That's HearItOnline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go and get them on us. That's freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles. All within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click join us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Yeah, some extra thoughts for Jackie in New York about her question in regards to theft You know, would theft go down in the advent of a free market as opposed to this government enforcement bureaucracy that we have right now? And we've already touched on a few points as to why it would. The war on drugs would be over. That's a huge, huge factor in how many thefts there are in America. Also, insurance companies and the people that are your protection agencies in the free marketplace would be far more interested. They'd have a financial interest in investigating thefts because you've purchased insurance on your property. They're going to have to pay out your claim, and they're going to, of course, want to make sure you're actually claiming things that are true. They want to make sure that you actually were stolen from, that you aren't scamming them, and they do want to bring that person to justice in order for them to get restitution. Now, that's something that could sort of change the situation today in the government situation. If we were to not even talk about the free market paradigm, but just in the government paradigm that we're in, if we shifted to a restitution-based model instead of just an enforcement-based model, mm-hmm. as far as when you catch the thief, right now the thief's going to have to go to jail and maybe go on probation, and then get out. And you don't usually see any sort of payback. Now, I think there are some instances when that happens. I don't want to, like, totally blanket that and say it never happens. I think it does today. But if it happened more, then thieves would understand that if they got caught, they'd have to pay back everything that they stole, plus a percentage on top of that. So it would make it so crime paid less if you had to actually pay the victim back in the event that you were caught. And, of course, you'd be more likely to be caught in a free market situation where the companies, the protection agencies, have an interest in catching you.
I think that it's worth pointing out that you'd have to pay it back with interest.
That's what I said, with interest.
Right, because, you know, if you were just paying back whatever it was that you stole, replacement value, that kind of thing, then you might as well steal a bunch of things, hope you only get caught one out of ten
right.
times.
Right, and the marketplace would decide what that interest should be. Maybe it'd be 10%, maybe it'd be 50%.
Right.
I don't know. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Sam in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
You know, y'all are right. It is really funny listening to you guys talk about quantum physics.
Because we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
We're interested.
It is interesting. Last hour, the story was that some scientists are saying that there's proof now that that parallel universes exist. What do you have to say?
Well, let me say this is a really, really complex topic, and it's not something you can cover in 5 or 10 minutes. There's a great book out there called Conversations with God by Neely Donald Walsh. It's 3 books. The second one's no good. It's on government, and they got it completely wrong. But book 1 and 3 are excellent to understand this. And so a few of the ideas from that. One is that we're all pure energy. At our lowest level, you know, the atoms that make up our body are just vibrating energy. And so we have, you know, our thoughts that create energy, and that shapes the world around us.
Now, that's not really even a metaphysical concept. It sort of sounds like it is, but it's really based on physics in that you're right. I mean, if you're touching somebody, technically you are sharing atoms with them, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, there you're getting into something I'm not really too sure about. But let's see. How do we go with this? There's if you think like back to the Big Bang Theory, the universe had no matter. It was just pure energy, so everything was perfect. And then it exploded and created all of these planets and things and eventually us. So we are essentially part of that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Conversations with God book delves into all of the major religions. That's what I really like about it, is I think they're all kind of from the same foundation, and it's in this theory that we're all connected. And Mark, you can help me with the Bible quotes, but there's something like I am the Father and the Son.
No, I don't. I don't know that they claim necessarily in the Bible that they're the same. I don't know.
Or that they're connected somehow. And
there's all kinds of connections. That's how they came up with the Trinity idea.
Okay, so I think that goes back to the same idea that, you know, we're all part of this connected energy that makes up the universe.
Mm.
Okay, then there's also the idea you've talked about, if we equalize all the money across all the people in the world, within a few years, the people who had money before would probably attain a lot of wealth, and the people who didn't would, you know, lose all their money.
I don't even think it would take years.
Yeah.
It would take a few months.
Well, I think that it's more to it than just poor money management. It really goes back to a state of mind,
mm-hmm.
And what you focus on and what your thoughts are and what kind of energy you put out into the world.
Well, yeah, but they're not focusing on managing their money. They're focusing on a 24-pack of beer.
Well, but what's the mindset behind that creates those kind of artificial needs that don't attract the things that help them in life, but instead hold them back.
What is the mindset? Well, of course, I guess that would be different for each individual, but I'm sure a lot of them are not happy with what they have in life, and they want to drown their sorrows with alcohol all weekend long,
right,
until they wake up Monday morning and have to go back to the grind again. I'm sure that's a life for a lot of people.
So what they're putting their energy into is all the things that they don't want in their life, like, this is horrible, I'm living in this poor apartment, I don't have any money,
right,
on and on and on. Whereas wealthy people who do have a lot of money focus on their wealth.
Have you seen The Secret? Because that's what they talk about in The Secret.
Yeah, The Secret's tied into this. I've watched pretty much all of these movies. This is absolutely my favorite topic.
Really? Interesting.
So there's also Gandhi had a very famous saying where he said, be the difference that you want to see in the world, because like attracts like. He understood this principle as well.
Absolutely, and I've seen it working in my life. And it sort of ties into one of my favorite rules in life, and that is, the people that you surround yourself with will either bring you up or bring you down. So not only should you be the change you want to see in the world, but also make an effort to surround yourself with like-minded people. I mean, don't just hope that it will happen. Just go out there and make that effort and shun and ostracize those that are going to bring you down, that are likely to affect you in negative ways. And really, it makes a big difference when you do indeed surround yourself with like-minded people. And that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. Like-minded people from across the country and around the world are all moving to New Hampshire in order to make a stand for liberty. I mean, we can't fail at this, the way I see it.
Yeah, now let's talk about time for a minute. This is a great question. What is time? Just kind of like you asked, what is the dollar, mm-hmm, yesterday? What do you guys think it is?
Well, I don't know.
I'll give you the shortcut answer. It's an artificial measure that we place on the present moment.
Okay.
So the idea behind all of this is that the beginning of the universe, the end of the universe is all happening right now in this exact moment, and there are an infinite number of these parallel universes out there that all exist, and they're all happening start to finish right now.
So right now in this instant, or that's just what we're applying to it?
Well, because the universe only knows the present moment. There is no such thing as time to the universe.
Right. That's sort of
hard to get your head around.
It's fun to talk about, fun to think about, and I'm glad we've had this conversation. Thanks for the call, Sam, and appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you want to add to this conversation, or we'll talk about cigarette surveillance, and Josh has a question about the Free State Project or wants to talk about it. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MREP Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MREPActivatedWater.com. That's MREPActivatedWater.com. activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think that squeaking in your car's a mouse? No need to call the Pied Piper, because that eek, eek, eek's coming from something more fiendish. I'll tell you what it could be when we come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Does it sound like Mickey and Minnie are setting up house in your car? It's more likely that the squeak you hear is coming from your vehicle begging for attention. The source of the squeal can range from worn brake pads and frayed belts, replaceable at moderate cost, to an engine so neglected it'll make Swiss cheese of your bank account. So avoid the rat trap of expensive repairs, not to mention safety risk, by taking your car to my favorite Magic Kingdom, a quality service shop. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go to the phones, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Josh in Missouri. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind, Josh?
Nothing. I just want to know a little bit more about the Free State Project and your involvement in it and what it actually is.
Sure. What specifically do you want to start with?
Okay, well, let's start with what I know about it. What I know about it so far is actually very little, admittedly. It looks like a bunch of people, it looks like you guys' goal is 20,000 to move to New Hampshire. Right.
The original goal of the Free State Project, and it still stands today, the original goal was to recruit 20,000 people to sign up, you know, put their name on a dotted line that says, I will move to New Hampshire within 5 years of the organization reaching 20,000 members. Now, if you look at the current statistics at freestateproject.org, you'll see that we're not quite to 8,000 members yet. So that would take a long time to actually make happen at the current join rate that we have with the Free State Project. The join rate used to be a lot higher before the state was chosen, and then it slowed down after that, after New Hampshire was chosen. And so the Free State Project has sort of been shifting gears. There's been a first 1,000 pledge, which 1,000 people signed last year, said they would move to New Hampshire by the end of 2008. We already have a couple hundred people that have moved into the state as early movers. Mark and myself are two of those early movers. And so by the end of 2008, we should have a total of 1,000 people that have moved here as part of the Free State Project. So the project is sort of shifting gears from, okay, yeah, we still got this original goal of 20,000, and we still want to reach that, but we'd rather you not wait. If you don't want to wait, please don't wait. Come now, because now people are making a difference. Things are happening right now. The organizations are out there being created. The activists are out there doing things, and we need liberty lovers in New Hampshire as soon as possible. So that's sort of I think that's the direction you're seeing the Free State Project go in nowadays.
Okay, gotcha. And what's the end goal of the project?
Well, I don't know if the project itself has an end goal. The project only really exists to bring liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. That's the purpose. They call it, you know, the bus. Like, Free State Project only exists to recruit people into the project and help them and assist them with the moving process. So, you know, plug them into the community of people that is here in New Hampshire, allow them to ask and answer questions, that sort of thing, and, you know, get information on housing and jobs, and that's what the Free State Project exists for. What is the end game? That would be different according to every Free State Project member you talk to. I think most of them would agree that they want drastically less government than we currently have today. Some of them would like to stop at small government. Many of them would like to go on and totally secede from the union. So, again, it depends on who you ask.
Right, right. Okay, cool. Very much. That answers pretty much all my questions. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Now, so does it sound like something that interests you?
It does, to a point. I mean, I don't think seceding from the union is the answer.
Whoa, right. Somebody just turned you down. Sorry, say that again. You don't think what?
I said I don't think that seceding from the union is an answer at all.
Right, I don't either. I'm sort of the on the other end of the scale from Ian. I don't see any reason to wave the flag of secession out in front of people. Right. You know, I think that if things went terribly wrong here in the United States, then, you know, secession's an option. But, you know,
I think things have gone terribly wrong.
Yes, I know you do, buddy.
Yeah. So there you go. You've already got disagreement between two Free Staters right here in this one room. So now you can imagine what it'll be like when you put a few hundred of them together. And here's what I would suggest that you do. If it's something that you find interesting, go to freestateproject.org. And then look into the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in January. It's, I think, the first weekend or very close to that in January. All the details are there. There are going to be all kinds of great libertarian speakers that are going to be present there. I know we'll be talking more about it as it gets closer. We were at the last one. There were hundreds of people there. There are going to be even more people this time. And it's a really great way to get a feel for the just tremendous activists that we have in this movement here in New Hampshire and what they're up to and what they're doing and what's being planned for the future. Highly recommend that. So once again, that's freestateproject.org. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Did you have fun at the Liberty Forum last year?
I thought it was great.
It was a good time. I mean, even your wife enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And she's not even really a Free Stater.
She's really a Free Stater, but she doesn't.
Did she sign up?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep, she's a signer of the Free State Project and a signer of the First 1000.
Cool. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
Just quick observation. If the universe is splitting into all these different mega-universes, and there's all kinds of them,
mm-hmm.
Do you realize that there's a universe where your free market society that you always talk about actually does exist?
And there's a universe where Ian's a police officer.
And he probably tases people and enjoys it.
It could happen, I suppose. I mean, I used to like kicking over ant piles when I was a kid, so I suppose I could have really, you know, focused in on that and become a tyrant or something like that.
Become a policeman, yeah. Maybe we should start considering a free universe project rather than a free state project.
I don't know. It seems a bit of a lofty goal.
Well, we could try to decide which universe we want to move to.
I'm not sure if that part's possible quite yet, but that sure would be nice if you could just instantly shift gear, you know, shift over to your universe of choice.
Well, maybe if we all think real positive, it can happen.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about how quickly those things can happen, but I'm all in favor of positive thinking.
Well, we have to start. We have to start thinking. If we don't start thinking positive, then it's never going to happen.
And right? You're right about that. There aren't enough people in the world who do think positively. They constantly are thinking negatively, and they bring their own lives down because of it. And, of course, then they get into the rut where, because their life sucks, they keep thinking negatively, and they, you know, inevitably progress into or regress into just total suckage for their lives.
And here's something to think about. This gentleman that called about time,
mm-hmm.
Time doesn't exist. It is a non-existent thing. Because if you think about it, you know, he was talking about now. Well, what is the past? The past is, what, a second ago? That's the past, right?
Mm-hmm,
how about a billionth of a second ago?
Also
that's the past. How about a trillionth? And you can go on and on and on to the point where the past is actually now. And you can do the same with the future.
Yeah, I like the idea that, you know, time is certainly a construct of man. It's just that if you're talking about these things, you have to remember that even though time doesn't exist, you still have to sleep every 24 hours. Because otherwise you'll go crazy.
Or at some certain points in time, yes, you do have to sleep.
Yep.
There's one more thing. I got a story here. There was a guy here in Chicago. Well, you know, hunting season's starting all over.
Not in Chicago.
Well, not in Chicago because they don't allow guns and things.
Or animals, for that matter.
There was this guy. There was this guy who was a bouncer at a bar, and he was telling me this story. He says they do hunt in Chicago, and they do so with pellet guns.
Uh-huh.
And what he would do is he would take lunch meat. Him and his buddies would go out, and they would put the lunch meat down in the alley, and they would wait for rats to come to get the lunch meat.
Oh, wow.
And then they would start pegging the rats with the pellet guns.
And good times.
And this is right inside the loop?
It was in downtown.
Okay.
In the alleys. And pellet guns don't kill rats. So the rats, you know, they just hurt them. So the
now,
rats,
wait. When
the
was
rats.
The last time they did this?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. He was just telling me the story. But the rats would start fighting amongst each other because they'd get hit and they'd think that another rat was fighting.
Really?
And so they would start rat fights with this. I heard that story, and I thought, wow, you know, that's a pretty cruel thing to do. And I told him that. And he told me, don't worry about it. He says, I don't do that kind of thing anymore. I go, that's good. He goes, yeah, now I work for the government.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You can't get away with that now in Chicago.
What's that? The pellet guns?
The pellet gun thing.
Why is that?
Well, it's part of my show prep for tonight, if we ever get to it. There's a story about Chicago's video surveillance system that they put up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how these cities, big cities like New York City and Chicago and D.C., putting up cameras all over the place? Well, they've got them all over Chicago now, apparently. And they're improving the software to the point where the cameras will know if you drive around a building more than once. And apparently that's suspicious, so they might call out the police to come talk to you about it.
Wow.
We can talk about some of the other things that these cameras are going to be able to do. So if you're shooting rats in an alleyway, who knows, it might notice the fact that you have a gun in your hand, and they do have the gunshot sensors, we know that. More on the way, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web www.hazarid.com. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
SACL CAI, toll-free line 800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features for free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you start your shopping experience through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut, a percentage of your purchase. The same great prices, same great free Super Saver shipping deals on many items in 41 categories to shop in. New items, used items, you name it, they probably sell it. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com is how you should buy it. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, Mike?
I live in San Carlos, and it's the city right next to Belmont, California.
Okay.
And
Belmont. Okay.
Yeah, where they... On Tuesday, they just finalized the smoking ban.
Oh, boy. And when, now, wasn't this the one that they were going to ban smoking in apartment buildings, duplexes, anything with the, any building with another building or another residence connected to it, right?
Exactly. Even townhouses, everything, or within 20 feet of a doorway or a park or a park bench, I don't know, a bus stop, anything.
It's the most, as I understand it, and when we talked about it, it was the most draconian of all United States anti-smoking laws.
That's right. And they're actually, because people have leases in which they can smoke in their apartments, mm-hmm. and landlords have 14 months to have the leases changed. So they, I guess they would have to expire, and then in their new leases, they have to make sure that the tenants are aware that they can't smoke.
Yeah, screw your private contract. Screw your freedom to contract between two individuals and set an agreement between yourselves. Now the government's getting in the way and saying, sorry, we're changing your terms after the fact.
Yeah, well, it's funny that the city manager over in Belmont, Jack Crist, he said that you know, they're not banning smoking everywhere. You can still smoke on the sidewalk, but it's going to be hard to find you know, a space on the sidewalk where you're not more than 20 feet away from the entrance to a store or 20 feet away from a bench or any place where someone's going to be.
If someone walks towards you, if a non-smoker walks towards you, do you have to sort of move away from them as they get closer to you? Or is that not illegal yet?
I don't know. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do as in terms of fines or citations or even jail time for offenders.
Well, in other places, I don't know if it was Toledo. I don't remember I can't recall which city it was, but there's some city out there that actually has that is actually taking calls. The police are actually taking calls from people about potential violators of the cigarette law, where the police are being paid to respond to cigarette calls. You know, when they could be out investigating real crimes, they're out busting people and giving tickets out for smoking in public or whatever the violation is with the cigarettes.
I can only imagine that's going to happen here in San Carlos and Belmont. The population is mostly made up of senior citizens. And I don't mean to bash on senior citizens, but they tend to be the ones to call the police with frivolous complaints more often than younger people do.
It's the vitamin B deficiency.
Isn't it amazing, though, that people are actually applauding these things? That, I mean, didn't they say that in Star Wars, that Liberty was dying with thunderous applause, to paraphrase one of the quotes from that movie? Here you go. People are just applauding this effort to crack down on individuals' personal choices and the personal choice, the business decisions of business owners who've made the choice to allow or disallow smoking in their own place of business that they pay the rent for or they own the building on. That people are sitting there and applauding these decisions by government. It's just so sad. I mean, how you can applaud as your freedoms are being taken away? It's just, I find just pathetic.
Most people don't smoke, so most people don't think it affects them. But what they don't see is this is just like the first step before what's next. I mean, the cameras, are we going to start having cameras in the area?
Well, they have them in Chicago, so maybe that's what will happen, is the police will, the cameras will be operated by people that are on the lookout for illegal smokers. And that'll be their new priority, because that could be a cash cow. I mean, when you bust somebody for smoking marijuana, you slap them with a fine, maybe put them in jail for a few days, but you've got to slap them with a fine, because they pay it. And so you slap a cigarette smoker with a fine, and he'll learn his lesson and be more covert next time. But, you know, that's going to be big money for Belmont City, is collecting all those fines. I mean, you're talking hundreds of dollars a pop.
Every time they do something like this, anywhere around the country, it just reminds me of... Was it George Orwell's 1984?
Yep.
Is it? Yeah, that's the right book. Where, you know, you just walk down the street and you say a cuss word and out pops a ticket from the machine.
Wait, was that George Orwell or was that Demolition Man?
I think it was George Orwell.
Okay, because maybe Demolition Man ripped that off. I didn't read 1984.
I did, but it's been almost 15 years.
But that happens in the movie Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone. It's very funny when it happens. Anyway, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259.
Oh, hey, just one more thing.
Hmm.
Can Mark take off his shirt?
Maybe.
I can.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to George in Florida. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yes, you know, I have a concern. I know they're getting ready to try to disarm the veterans by a voice vote of nobody really being on record voting yes or no. But here's another concern. You got this dream, the amnesty bill. They're trying to push. But I got a threat from a LaRaza, LULAC type that says when this hate crime bill is passed, I said we will be able to shut you up when we push amnesty through next time. That we will not be able to speak out in threat of being prosecuted under this new hate crimes bill. It's not just the ADL, it's LULAC, METCHA, all these groups pushing for this hate crimes bill.
Now, I'm not sure what any of those terms are that you use, but, you know, it seems to me that most of our freedoms have been taken away in to bills that didn't have a whole bunch of people out against them. The hate crimes bill, all kinds of people are out there, and I just don't think it'll pass.
I got the Veterans Disarmament Bill. I don't think it will pass either.
Now, what is this Veterans Disarmament thing? I think I've heard something about it, but what, can you summarize that for me?
Well, it's in the gun owner. If you look on the gunowners.org, it happened over, like, the Virginia Tech thing where you got little, it's not only veterans, but you once seen a counselor or somebody, it'll be in your record and they'll use it against you.
Oh, that's right. They won't let you buy a gun if you've had some sort of mental health counseling.
Yeah, no due process. No, you're not even guilty, you're not even innocent, but we might just, it's a bureaucrat.
Right, because you've been to a mental health clinic or a doctor or a shrink or whatever, you can't buy a gun anymore.
Now, that's what the Gun Owners of America is saying, but apparently, in the discussion group I'm in, the Republican Liberty Caucus, they're saying that they've read through the bill, and I try to steer clear of reading through bills, and it says it doesn't say any of those things. GOA is claiming it's just about improving the speed and accuracy of background checks. It isn't going to take away Grandpa's gun collection. There's no provisions for any kind of seizure in the bill. It's just going to try to identify criminals and people who are nuts more accurately and reliably to both prevent illegal sales to them and make sure that legitimate gun buyers aren't mistakenly barred from buying guns. So the Republican Liberty Caucus doesn't seem to think it's a concern.
Yeah, another thing about the smoking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a smoker, but I don't smoke. I don't smoke in my car like I got kids. I don't smoke in my house like I got kids. I smoke out on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, I said, when they get through demonizing the smoker, and they're not going to stop there. I say it's about the state infringing on people's private property rights. If I own the land on a restaurant that's already there and it's already bought and paid for, I should decide what kind of clientele if I want. If I want a smoke-filled restaurant full of smokers, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy if they just put a sign up on a door. Caution, secondhand smoke. Enter at your own risk.
Yeah. A business owner should be able to make the decision. Unfortunately, the direction this country is going in is we're heading towards a national smoking ban. That's what they're already asking the candidates about this. I saw something, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it, George. I saw something on LouRockwell.com. They got a great blog there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's updated all the time with interesting little tidbits. And one of them was Hillary was asked a question about would she support a national smoking ban? And she sort of dodged the question by saying, I don't support that at this time. Oh, great. So right now you're not in favor of it, but
theoretically
later, you could change your mind on that. And so, I mean, really, it's only a matter of time before some politician at the national level decides that they're going to be America's hero and stamp out smoking once and for all. Are you ready for that? Ready for the national smoking ban? Because there already are rumors. The Attorney General, excuse me, not the Attorney General, Surgeon General,
mm-hmm.
has been asked about it in the past. And I believe he sounded favorable towards it. So
you got to save people from themselves, you know.
They're already starting, man. They're already starting to talk about this.
It's crazy. Craziness.
A matter of time.
And he's right. It's all about property rights. If I want to smoke on my land, if I want people to smoke in my business, that's my business, not anybody else's.
800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. Surveillance. Speaking of smoking, we've got cigarette surveillance now going on in this country. Find out what that means. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's not a...